Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Wednesday morning. Video. Demolition begins on Lado Hotel building. Many Sudburyans gathered to watch and take photos and video January 8 as contractors began the demolition of the Lado Hotel building. A media release put out by the City of Greater Sudbury last week said the demolition is scheduled to take 4 weeks to complete. The city purchased the long vacant building along with the entire triangular block it's located, and much of the block to its immediate north last year as part of an arena, events center project, whether it's the building itself or shoring up land for ancillary services. Wacky Wings was the only holdout, and the city is currently going through an expropriation process to secure this missing piece to the puzzle. Read the full story here. Pursuit. Sudbury curler Lauren Rayala heads back to Switzerland. For the second time in her still young curling career, Sudbury rock thrower Lauren Rayala has earned a trip to Switzerland by virtue of her prowess on the ice. And the second time might be even more unexpected than the first. In January of 2020, the then senior at LaSalle Secondary School was not only named to the Team Canada delegation that would travel to Lausanne to compete against some of the best in the world, but was also bestowed the honor of carrying the flag into the opening ceremonies. Fast forward 4 years and her women's open curling team that includes Emma Artichuk, Tori Zemelink, Kaylee Delaney and Rayala are now a year removed from junior curling eligibility, in Canada at least. Read the full story here. Espanola driver facing slew of charges after ride stop. An Espanola driver is facing a slew of charges after a January 6 ride stop. Manitoulin, Ontario Provincial Police were conducting a ride program on Lee Valley Road in Espanola on January 6. At around 9 p.m., OPP said officers observed a vehicle enter the ride area and recognized the driver as a person wanted by police. The car was stopped and, as the driver was wanted for failing to comply with a probation order, searched. A search of the vehicle led to the seizure of suspected crystal methamphetamine, suspected unmarked cigarettes, and approximately $3,700, OPP said. The 41-year-old driver from Espanola was arrested and is facing 7 charges. Read the full story here. Val Karen Mann wins $250,000 playing instant bingo. Luke Levine of Val Karen is all smiles after winning $250,000 playing instant bingo multiplier. The winning ticket was purchased at Esso on the Run on Highway 69 in Val Karen. The game is available for $10 a play and the top prize is $250,000. Odds of winning any prize are 1 in 3.59. Read the full story here. Ontario government pushes back on release of killer's gun license files. Ontario Solicitor General is refusing to release documents that would shed light on how and why killers were granted gun licenses. A reporter for the Trillium obtained licensing documents concerning a legal gun owner who committed a 2013 murder-suicide with the backing of Ontario's Information and Privacy Commissioner, after a 2-year battle with the province's Solicitor General. Despite that precedent, the province is refusing to release documents in 4 similar cases. In April 2013, Jeremy Pearson, 32, killed Lindsay Wilson, 26, in Bracebridge after the two broke up. Pearson, who also killed himself, used a gun he bought legally. He had been issued a gun license just after his probation for assault and forcible confinement ended. A censored version of Pearson's gun license file was released to the Trillium under a Freedom of Information request after an order by the IPC this past fall. Read the full story here. Epiroc, Vale Base Metals to boost mine safety and innovation. Epiroc, a major international mining equipment company, has signed a deal with Vale Base Metals to test new mining equipment and new mining techniques to boost safety and productivity, said a company news release. As part of the agreement, which Epiroc said is a non-binding memorandum of understanding, the two companies will collaborate to use Epiroc solutions in automation, electrification and digitalization across the underground mining cycle in areas from long-hole drilling to blasting, face drilling, bolting, mucking and hauling, said the release. Sarah Hoffman, Vice President Sales and Marketing at Epiroc Underground Division, was pleased with the deal. "We are excited about our shared commitment with Vail Base Metals to accelerate the transformation of the mining industry through innovation that will keep pushing the benchmark of safety for workers, without compromising on productivity," said Hoffman. Read the full story here.